Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Jim. It's Maureen from CJMQ. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Now, Jim, you're going to be doing a concert coming up this Sunday in the townships at the Cookshire United Church, located out in Cookshire, 190 Principal West in Cookshire. So tell us about yourself. Where are you located now? I know you used to be in the townships.
I'm living in Montreal.
Okay, in Montreal. Yeah. How long have you been there?
Oh, many years.
Many
since
years?
I left the townships.
Okay, where did you live when you were here in the townships?
I lived in North Hatley, Lennoxville, and then the Bulwer area.
Okay.
And I went to school in Cookshire, at Cookshire High School.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent 7 years, I think, at Cookshire High.
Okay.
I mean, grade five, I think I went there.
Definitely a townshipper.
I qualify.
Good. So tell us about your music. How did you get started in music?
I think it goes back to growing up in a family where the Irish, Scottish, Celtic kind of background of storytelling and fiddle music initially, and then songs that my father used to sing that were kind of story-based, and he played guitar and sang. And then I met Sid Prescott, who was lived right down the road, and he and I formed a band when we were, I guess, hardly teenagers.
Okay.
And so we played for many years in the townships, in the Lennoxville, Richmond, Stansted, all that area.
Okay.
And so writing songs came a bit later, but that was where it all began, I think.
So you write all your own songs?
I do.
Good. So hence Bulwer Brook. I love that song. So definitely living in Bulwer, you must have been inspired by the lovely scenery and the environment around there.
I was. I think of I've rediscovered it in writing a song like that. Thanks for saying that. I like that song myself. It's sort of the focal point of that album. It falls right in the middle. And I did, in writing a song like that, I think I rediscovered the meaning of the brook more deeply. That where it takes me back to the source and to the end where it must go. So it's in those, I think, discovering the meaning of that experience for me, fishing in the brook as a kid, and then in the wintertime we used to use the same water to flood the rink, which was right next door.
Interesting. Okay, good. Now, how many albums do you have to date? You have quite a few, I know.
I have five.
Five albums, okay. And when did you put your first one out?
It came out in 2003.
2003. So that's quite a few between 2003 and now.
It is. Yeah, I had it took me forever to, I've been writing songs for a long time, but forever to get to the point where I thought these songs were ready to be recorded. And I think that writing songs is a challenging process. It's a matter of I had some early success back in the 80s with songs, but it wasn't sufficient for me to say I really wanted to, or I had stories that I wanted to, enough of them, I guess. It was a combination of things, but somehow later on, around the late 90s, 2000, the stories started to become more vivid. Things became a little clearer to me in some way, and I was able to see, I think, more deeply into the stories to see some depth. There's a meaning that needs to be discovered in a song so that the listener knows something has been discovered. And I hadn't quite reached that until that period in my life.
That's very interesting. Okay, so five albums, do they differ a lot from each other? Or?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They seem to have a mind of their own. I'm one of these writers who writes a lot of material, but then I sometimes wait till a group sort of forms, and because I kind of follow things that way, I don't have one, I don't try to replicate the first album by doing another one just like it. The second album's very different from the first. It's much more reflective, inner. And then I found the third one was just really the opposite. It was, I'd spent enough time reflecting and working in the dark and I really wanted to come out. And it's a much brighter album. It's much more up tempo. Kind of the beats, the rhythms are kind of kind of a certain lightness to them.
And what's the third album called?
It's called All the Way Home.
All the Way Home. Okay.
Yeah.
And the first one was?
The first one was Heading South.
Heading South. Okay.
Yeah. So it's. I think your question is a good one. My producer tells me, you know, we have all these different. We never know what the next one's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think because I'm not tied to a record company in any way, so I'm free to do that as an independent artist. I'm free to explore that. So that's the plus side. The other side is the listeners are challenged every time to follow. Cause I have some people who like the first album, so you know that's their favorite. So they may have they may not as readily move into the songs in another album right
mm-hmm,
away.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the commonality is the voice is there. And the storytelling seems to run throughout my albums.
That's good. That's a common theme then,
mm-hmm.
The storytelling. Okay. How would you define your music? Is it more of a folk or more of an easy listening type?
Well, that's a good question. I was asked that question last weekend. I was down in Inverness.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it's called contemporary folk. I think... And somebody came up to me after the concert and said, I don't know what your music's called, but I wouldn't worry about it. So, I think what he was saying when he said that was, the story is important to me. The lyric is important. I'm the kind of writer who puts the lyric out there, and so listening to it and understanding the lyrics is important, the music being somewhat secondary to that, rather than the other way around, where the lyric could be buried in the music or the music and the lyric are equally important. I've tried to put more importance on the music
mm-hmm.
because I guess I really am fascinated by stories and lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And this last, I'm working on another project right now where I'm really trying to, I've taken the songs I intend to record next and I'm performing them before I go into the studio to record them.
That's interesting. Yeah,
I've just sort of flipped it this time,
okay.
Just to challenge myself with, what are these going to sound like when I work the guitar part up and sing them to an audience solo?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to come across? So it's a challenge, and I think it's a new direction because I haven't done this on any of the other projects. So
interesting. So you're working on the next album?
Yes, I am.
And when will that be out around?
Well, I've got two projects. One I have a song that I wrote about. Where I was born. I was born just outside of Inverness in a little town called
okay.
St. John of Brebeuf now.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called Lower Ireland. And I wrote a song called The Rolling Hills of Meganic County
mm-hmm.
Just to recover and reconnect with birthplace and the resonance that has throughout life that we never forget where we're born in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hoping to have it finished for last weekend and for this weekend, but as it turned out, I wrote two different musical tracks to it. So the projects become one is more urban oriented. The music sounds more like it's rootsy, but it's written from the perspective of me in Montreal looking back at that. And the other's much more rootsy. It really connects with the Appalachian kind of sound. So I'm going to put both on this
mm-hmm.
little collection. But that's and that may be part of the next project. But I may release it just as a single CD with a couple of songs because I've had a fair amount of response from people who are interested in that song, just
good.
As a song into another
yeah.
of itself.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Really interesting. That's great. Good.
Yeah.
So you do all the music and you do the singing too. So you're completely independent, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, my wife, will be singing with me on the weekend. She's we used to. She adds a backup vocal, and it's wonderful. It just adds something in the choruses to highlight them a little bit. And so, part of the show I'll be doing alone,
mm-hmm.
and she'll be singing with me. But I'm working at this point just with the audience and the performer. I don't want to rule out playing in a band again, but. There's something about solo performance with an audience that used to terrify me, and I thought I'd never be able to do or never want to do or choose to do. And the challenge of it has interested me, and so I've put myself in that position. And it's an interesting dynamic. That's the way I'm working these days. It's just solo, and it's really stripped down.
Good. That's wonderful. Definitely important for us to, challenge ourselves to our deepest fears, too. So what brings you back to the townships?
I think it's partly it's... I think there's some songs, probably half of them at least, maybe more, that have references and meaning for people in townships that they wouldn't have if I sang them in Ormstown or Ottawa or Halifax or Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people there know some of these, they have their own versions of these stories, but they know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And, mm-hmm. Again, just to reference, sometimes I had someone come up to me after one of my concerts and say, I've forgotten some of the stuff that you're singing about. I've forgotten being there, and it's really nice to be reminded of that time. And I think it's that a little bit.
I think so. Yeah, definitely. You must find the audience from the townships a little bit different than in Ottawa, Montreal.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really nice. It's going to be really special for people. So that happens this Sunday, October 30th. And that's the Cookshire United Church. That's at 2 p.m., located at 190 Principal West out in Cookshire. It's only $10 admission, and that includes light refreshments, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you done a lot of touring in Montreal, in Ontario, too, in the last year or so?
I've done quite a bit up in the Ottawa area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of a songwriters group in Ottawa.
Okay.
And further on along Kingston. And I've been performing in Montreal and continue to. And over in Ormstown, they have it's sort of around the Montreal area.
Mm-hmm.
And I like getting back to the townships, I'll have to say.
Good for you.
Because I have some friends I like to stay in touch with, apart
mm-hmm.
from the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's having an opportunity to reconnect. And, if they can tell me they've heard me on CJMQ,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of great, too. Because I appreciate you guys, you're playing in my music. It helps to get it out there and allow people to hear it.
Great music. Some of the other songs you'll be playing, I know one is A Photograph. So I guess you're definitely probably going to be playing a few songs from each of the albums.
Yes, I am. Kind of a smattering. And I've
mm-hmm.
got some, the new ones I'm trying out.
Good.
And some that I haven't recorded that I hope to record that are referenced in the area. I should mention also that this is a benefit. So playing for the Trinity United Church is, their projects appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have summer camps they send children to, and they have a benevolent fund to help finance needy people in need of financial assistance. And catastrophes, funds of Haiti and Japan. So that appeals to me as well, just keeping the church going. I think it's
a very important church, very active church too with the mm-hmm. community, so that's just wonderful. Good.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to purchase one of your albums, I would imagine you'll have some for sale too?
Yes, I'll bring them with me for sure.
Good. Now, if somebody wants to, do you have a website if they want
yes,
to learn
I
more
do.
About you?
Yes,
okay.
jimrobinson.ca.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, it's all small case. And
okay. JimRobinson.ca. Good. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Jim?
Just the idea that if people what to expect, maybe that it's the music is based in the Celtic tradition, probably of Scottish Irish
mm-hmm.
folk tunes,
mm-hmm.
some country, and I played a lot of music, so it's there are other influences there, but. But I think that where the meaning of the songs and the different levels of meaning is paramount or most important to me. I'm always interested in meeting people, so if they come out on Sunday, I hope they speak to me and we sort of make that connection. That's what I'm hoping. That's the only thing I'd add, I think,
mm-hmm.
at this point.
Good. Well, definitely, hopefully everybody should make an effort to get out and enjoy a wonderful afternoon of music.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.